Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a man who goes into a lawyer's office for the first time in his life. Well, hello. Your name is James, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
You told my assistant on the phone you wanted to have a little chat.
Yeah.
Well, take a seat, James. Now, what is it you'd like to chat about?
I need a lawyer.
Well, you've come to the right place. So, have you got on the wrong side of the law?
No. It's a divorce.
Quite nasty, then. So, are you wanting to get a divorce from your wife?
No. I was at work yesterday. Somebody came in and handed me some papers. They were divorce papers from her wife. I left work, went straight home. Couldn't get in. She's done something to the locks. Apparently, she's got a restraining order against me. Says I'm violent and abusive, and I've had to stay at a motel.
I see. Did you know this may be coming?
No. No idea at all. Everything was going along fine.
How long have you been married?
15 years.
Any children?
2. A girl and a boy. 10 and 12.
Is the house a rental accommodation? Or do you own it?
It's mine. Well, it's ours. Got it at a reasonable price and I kind of spent ages doing it all up. I paid a mortgage, so it's my house.
It was your house. Do you think there's another man?
Of course not. Don't wish you'd have time.
Oh, they have time, all right. Because generally speaking, when a femme gets a divorce, it means that she's monkey branching to another man.
No, I can't believe that. Not Carol.
Yeah, not Carol, eh? So, have you had proof these children that are yours?
What are you talking about? Of course they're mine.
But you don't have any proof. I mean, they've never been tested in a DNA test or anything?
No. Why would I?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. You're in a bad place. You're going to lose a lot. It's just how much you will lose. Paternity test on your children is a must. You'll be surprised the amount of times it comes back negative for at least one of the children. But I would suggest you have a DNA test done to confirm that the children are actually yours.
No, I don't want to put the children through that.
The test is painless. It takes a couple of minutes. For us to proceed for you, you'll have to agree to that.
More, if I have to.
Do you have the divorce papers on you?
Yeah, right here.
So apparently you've been violent to your wife on a number of occasions.
No. Never.
Generally speaking, in divorce proceedings, the man is the bad man. They will try and degrade your character. They don't have to prove anything, just put doubt in people's minds. So, according to you, the marriage was fine and there was no talk of divorce at all?
No, never. In fact, the night before, she wanted to make love.
Yeah, the perfect deception. I see here that your wife's lawyer is a femme.
It is. I didn't look.
There's a lot of femmes in the divorce proceeding courts. It's all a big money spinner for them all. Except the man. Where they get the money from. Generally speaking, the man is a sacrificial lamb.
But I don't want to get a divorce. I want to make things better. I'll make it up.
I'll be honest, when a femme goes this route, it is definitely pretty much over. She has made a decision she wants to move on. You have lost your usefulness, buddy. And whether you think there's nobody else, there generally is.
Well, I mean, how can that be? 2 days ago, my life was fine. Now it's in the shitter.
This happens to a man many times a day. You're not alone. I have a pretty good lawyer for the divorce proceedings. The femme generally wants to alienate you from your children as well. She's probably trying to turn them against you already. This lawyer is good at trying to get you some decent visitation rights for your children and a reasonable sum of alimony.
It feels like my life is over.
Well, you lived a dream for 15 years. Unfortunately, welcome now to reality. Don't be one of these men.